Yesterday, it was a party. Today, well, Wall Street struggled. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 24th day of April. Thanks, everybody, for clicking through again today. Detroit is all over these SUVs. However, it looks like Gen Z buyers may be left out of the buy. Bayer, Roundup, and cancer are back in the news. Many companies are raising prices. Is it a sign that inflation could be creeping back? Boeing and earnings, one word, ouch. Hey, Alexa, what's my address? Staffers there just may know. Also today, Mary Bontrager, the Executive Vice President of the Greater Des Moines Partnership, joins me for a deep dive into jobs, retraining, housing, immigration, and the thousands of jobs going unfilled because we ain't got any people. It's getting serious. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to me on Twitter? You can do that at Michael. Last name is Libby, L-I-B-B-I-E. For the crew here at the Business News Hour, it's at IOB underscore News Hour. Well, yesterday, two of the major stock averages hit some records. The NASDAQ and the S&P had stellar days. But today, the markets struggled. And I will have all the numbers for you later in the newscast. You know, they say timing is everything. But historically, Detroit has had an issue with, timing. Detroit has struggled to connect with young buyers ever since baby boomers defected to Chinese brands after the 1970s oil crisis. They misfired on millennials, too, rolling out gas-sipping subcompacts earlier this decade, just as fuel prices plunged and SUVs became the wheels of choice. Now they're switching gears again, exiting the sedan market and putting all their chips on high-profit SUVs and trucks. And you know what? All that is happening as cash-strapped Gen Z is showing a preference for compact cars. Why? Well, price matters to the practical, passionate, and poorer generation just starting to graduate from college loaded with debt. In their formative years, they watched their parents lose jobs or struggle to make ends meet in the Great Recession. That makes them far more conservative with their money than millennials. As they begin to cautiously open their wallets for a set of wheels, two-thirds are buying used, with most opting for compact cars or mid-sized sedans, that according to researcher J.D. Power. Compared with millennials at the same life stage, far fewer Gen Zers can afford a new car. And if Detroit is not creating the vehicle Gen Z wants, it puts the company in a bind when it comes to brand loyalty long-term. Today, Bayer AG asked a California appellate court to throw out a $78 million judgment it was ordered to pay to a school groundskeeper who claimed the company's weed killers gave him cancer. It's the latest round in the Roundup case. In a filing, the company said there was no evidence that glyphosate, a chemical found in the company's Roundup and Ranger Pro products, could cause cancer. In the note, it said, quote, Bayer stands behind those products and will continue to vigorously defend them, end quote. The widely used weed killers are made by Monsanto, which Bayer acquired last year for $63 billion. The company said that if the court did not rule in its favor, it should at least order a new trial, arguing that a lower court judge had improperly prevented jurors from hearing evidence that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and foreign regulators had deemed glyphosate was not a likely carcinogen to humans. Well, there's talk out there that, that maybe some of the large corporations in America are thinking it's time to start raising prices. Why? Well, to better impact investor returns. It's also a hint that inflation may creep back into the economy. Earnings that were boosted by price increases included Kimberly-Clark and Whirlpool, and now others are taking note. The ability of companies to raise prices is just one example of what comes when they've been hitting by rising input costs due to escalating raw material costs, some a direct result of, say it with me, kids, tariffs. We have told you for months that it was the consumer who, in the end, was going to pay for the trade war. So who else is signaling higher prices? Procter & Gamble and Coca-Cola both discussed higher prices and shifts to higher-priced mixes of products during their earnings report. Meanwhile, consumer prices were up 0.4% in March, in big part due to a jump in gasoline prices. And that trend of higher prices at the pump is expected to continue over the next few months on higher oil prices, now that the Trump administration has vowed to keep all Iranian oil off the market after May 1st. Boeing's earnings fell, get this, 21% in the first 3 months of the year. That because of the crisis that grounded its best-selling 737 MAX jet. The aircraft maker reported both lower revenue and profits compared to a year ago. Before the fatal flight that led to the jet being grounded and further deliveries of it halted, the company had been expecting to report improved results in the quarter. Boeing, however, has said that it could no longer stand behind its earlier outlook, in which it said results would improve in 2019. Well, today we learned that, according to five people on the Alexa team who audit Alexa users' commands, they may have access to location data and can, in some cases, easily find a customer's home address. The team, spread out across three continents, transcribes, annotates, and then analyzes a portion of the voice recordings picked up by Alexa. The program, whose existence Bloomberg revealed earlier this month, was set up to help Amazon's digital voice assistant get a better understanding and responding to commands. Team members with access to Alexa's users' geographic coordinates can easily then type them into third-party mapping software and find home addresses. That was according to the employees who signed non-disclosure agreements barring them from speaking publicly about the program. So there. Stocks slipped from record levels today as Wall Street assessed a mixed batch of corporate earnings. The Nasdaq ended the day down by more than 0.2% to close at 8102 after hitting an intraday record. The S&P 500 also dipped by 0.2 to fall to 2927 as the energy and communications sectors underperformed. The Dow, that closed 59 points lower at 26,597. Caterpillar shares fell nearly 3% despite the company posting better-than-expected quarterly earnings. The industrial giant's CFO warned of a possible slowdown in its China business, overshadowing Caterpillar's strong report. AT&T fell more than 4% after posting first-quarter revenue numbers that disappointed investors. The company's revenue was dragged down by weak sales with its Warner Media division. Meanwhile, Domino's Pizza rose by 4.9% on stronger-than-forecast quarterly results. Shares of eBay also gained 5% on earnings that topped expectations. Gold, well, that gained $4.40 on the back of weak equities to close at $1,277.60 an ounce. Crude oil lost ground today, off by 51 cents to $65.79 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note is paying 2.52%. When we come back, we'll be joined by Mary Bontrager, the Executive Vice President of Talent Development for the Greater Des Moines Partnership, and she lays out the other side of the job market, the lack of people to fill thousands of jobs, which brings us to housing, retraining, immigration, and a host of headwinds employers across the Midwest are facing. Mary Bontrager, coming up next on the Business News Hour, but along with the problems, we've got some solutions. Stay with us.